Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Freedom. It's a word we hear a lot today. People want to be free. But really, what is freedom? What does the word or the idea really mean? Is freedom the right to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with nobody telling me what I can or can't do? Is it the privilege to live my life with a minimum of control by my government? Or is true freedom something deeper than all of those? Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to this program, Hope for Today. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages, and tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. If you're tuning in for the first time today, we are currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and Bible teacher for Hope for Today. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2003. But his method of teaching the Bible was such that his teaching never goes out of date, and so we're rebroadcasting his teaching from John's Gospel. We're confident that if you tune in each week, you will be blessed by the clear, simple presentation of biblical truth. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come to share his teaching about Jesus. It's titled, How to Be Free. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It's alone through him that we have access into your holy presence. The blood of Jesus, shed on the cross at Calvary, is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you to cleanse us from our sin. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. Help us to know and experience true freedom. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are all very much aware of the fact that liberation movements are everywhere. People want to be free. They want to be independent. I'm not criticizing anybody, but I wonder sometimes how these very small nations are going to make it. Often the true meaning of freedom is overlooked. Sometimes the meaning of freedom is actually distorted, twisted, so people do not really understand what freedom means. To want what is not good for us is to become a misfit, and that surely leads to bondage, not freedom. I often think of the way children demonstrate this. They want what is not good for them, and in that way create more problems for themselves than they solve. But the most serious bondage is the bondage of the spirit. And the most joyous freedom is freedom of the Spirit. Because we are so fleshly, we often fail to understand this fact. The most joyous freedom is freedom of the Spirit. Now I'd like to read for you John 8, 31 to 36. I hope you have your Bible open and you can follow me. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to anyone. How do you say, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever practices sin is the slave of sin. And the slave does not abide in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son shall make you free, You shall be free indeed. How to be free? Jesus offers several expert counsels to you as to how you can be free in the true sense. The first counsel is, continue in my word. I want to point out to you that Jesus, by making this statement, continue in my word, suggested that this is not a momentary experience, but this is a dwelling place, an abiding. If you continue, if you live, as it were, in my word, then you'll be my disciple indeed. There is a definite relationship, my disciple. This whole idea of disciple and Lord is a very exciting idea, because it simply means that when you become a disciple of Jesus Christ, then He orders your life. You need no longer be so concerned about where you are going or what you are doing, because Jesus, as Lord of your life, will give you direction. And there's also a distinct discovery here, because Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, people are searching for truth, but they don't find it because they don't search for it at the right place. Jesus said, my word will bring you to truth. Some find it, praise the Lord. And I'm glad to point that out to you. The truth is found in Jesus' words. To be free means to continue in the word of Jesus. Don't miss the full force of this counsel. He said, if you want to be free, then you continue in my word. The second counsel he gives us is, consider my wisdom. They really denied their condition. They said, we are Abraham's children. We have never been in bondage to anybody. They fell into a serious mistake. They thought that family lines can override the spiritual problem. They overemphasized their family background. They ignored the daily situation, because right then and there they were under the bondage of Rome. The Roman rulers had the say over them. But in their desperation, they did not consider the wisdom of Jesus. So he needed to point out to them that true freedom is not in their family line, but true freedom comes in the Spirit. So he pointed out to them that sin enslaves. Sin makes slaves out of people. Oh, yes, my friend, I know that to be true. I have witnessed it. What's more, I have experienced it. Yes, indeed. He pointed out to them that sin enslaves, and yet there is hope in the Son. For he said, the slave does not abide in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. In other words, you can break the bondage of sin if you take the wisdom of Jesus. To be free means to consider the wisdom of Jesus. Sin enslaves. It creates bondage of the Spirit. But Jesus can liberate you. There is a third counsel, how to be free. Confess my work. That is, in fact, the only way. For Jesus said, when the Son makes you free, then you are free indeed. Oh, my friend, I want you to catch this. Verse 36, therefore, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. It is His work to set you free. You can struggle all you want, but you will never be free until you are willing to confess His work. Then you have true freedom, and without a doubt, for Jesus said, "You shall be free." Indeed. Yes, praise the Lord. When we come His way, then we experience that freedom of the Spirit, the most important area where freedom can be experienced. To be free means to confess Jesus' work. He liberates the Spirit. And that's the most important place for liberation to happen, is in your spirit and mine. How to be free, then, involves accepting the counsels of Jesus. Continue in my word. Consider my wisdom. Confess my work, he said. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. My friend, I invite you to find this freedom of which Jesus spoke, freedom of the Spirit.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for showing us from this portion of Holy Scripture how we can be truly free. There are Christ followers who may be listening to this program who don't have political or religious freedom, and yet they know the true meaning of freedom. They have found the truth in God's Word that only Jesus can truly set them free. They have believed on Him for their salvation, and they are walking in obedience to His Word. Now, friend, were you blessed by this teaching by Dr. Yoder? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of the complete teaching. Just request it by its title, How to Be Free. Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, How to Be Free. I'd be happy to send one to you. And friend, if you do not have a Bible and you can't afford to buy one, please let us know. We will gladly send a copy to you without charge. Now, this offer is only for those who do not have a copy of God's Word and cannot afford to purchase one. If you meet those qualifications, you may request a copy of the Scriptures from us without cost. So write to us today. Here is the contact information again. Send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, How to Be Free. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And ask for your free copy of the Bible if you do not have a copy and you can't afford to purchase one. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We invite you to join them so you can be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.